He's had a lot of short-term injuries, a lot of like niggling injuries where it's either a hamstring or a groin or a calf or a bicep or, you know, a little bit of shoulder or whatever it may be over the last three or four seasons. So, and you know, this is probably the big one. This is his big one where he's going to be out for a number of months now, which is, that really starts to get to you. Equally, all of it, equally frustrated. I think the other thing for Jonesy is he's such a professional, he's such a tough trainer, and you know, such a very good operator that it's really frustrating when his body breaks down like this. But I tell you, when he plays, you know what you're missing, because he's an incredible meter gainer for us, very safe and tenacious defender, and he's a very passionate man as well. He provides a lot of intensity for the team, so we'll miss Jonesy for the back end of this year.
We've also had the news this week that Paul Ayton is moving on at the end of this season. He's been a big part of a good season so far for the Rhinos. He must be very disappointed to see him leaving.
Well, we're disappointed for sure, but these things happen. There's not much more we could have done. We've offered Paulie a good deal to stay for 3 years, and he didn't want that, which I suppose that's the negative thing, but we move on, you know, and as cold as clinical as that sounds, you know, professionally we've got to move on, and Paulie moves on. Paulie is still part of us, he's still a big part of us, and will be a big part of us towards the back end of the year, and I'm sure Paulie's going to bust the guts, do everything he can, the same as everybody else, to make sure we finish on a good note. So I suppose we'll deal with Paulie leaving when he leaves, as it stands. It's just news at the moment, but he's still a Rhino for now.
So despite the fact he's leaving, you still feel he can be a big part of the Rhino season going forward?
Yes.
So the Super 8, there's obviously been a lot of talk about this, a lot of excitement about this over the last few months. We're finally here. What are your own feelings? Are you excited, or is it just looking at it as another game and carrying on the season?
No, it's definitely not another game. I think what we enter now is into a phase where we're going to play seven games of very high-level games, very intense games. Playoff standard games, but even no matter what system of playoffs you had in the past, you'd maybe only play three or four games through to get through to the grand final. So we once finished fifth and we only played three games, which we thought were very tough, and you know, the four games included the grand final, which we thought were very tough week in, week out, to be able to do that. And you know, it was a remarkable achievement when we did. I think what we've got in front of us now is playoff standard games, but there'll be seven of them before we decide who's top four. So you know, the arguably the toughest chunk of the season is ahead of us now.
You go into the Super 8s, top of the table, after a really good win as well in the Challenge Cup semi-final against St Helens. How happy are you with where the Rhinos are at the moment as we head into the Super 8s?
I think we're in a reasonable position. I don't think we're in a too comfortable position. We're only a point in front of Leeds, and we're only two league points in front of Wigan. I don't think we're in a position where we can relax and think we've got anything covered. We've got seven more games coming, and within a couple of losses, we find ourselves in third place, so there's some real threat about where we're at.
You start off at Headingley, home advantage against Warrington. They're probably not where they'd like to be at this stage in the season, so you'll be expecting a really tough game, I imagine, against Warrington.
Yeah, for sure. Whoever turned up on against OKR, that's not the version that'll turn up against us. And I know I've used that line a few times this year with oppositions, but it's true. But it's true. And whether the opposition have won the week before or they've lost the week before, I know for a fact we'll face a different version. And you know, our arguably two most disappointing losses this year have been against Warrington, so that's something that's fresh in our minds. And interestingly, the last two times we've played St Helens in the league and beat them, we followed up with losses, which both one against Warrington and one against Wigan. So there's a few bits in here that, you know, that we're on guard for.